Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three. Good luck.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Well, here on Herb Talk, we like to empower you. So that's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready. We're on the case. Thanks for joining us on Herb Talk here on America Voice Radio. Well, for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about some chemotherapy. Oh, Miss Wendy, you're an herbalist. Why would you want to talk about that? Well, you'll see. And also, we're going to be talking about, like, as I promised, some inflammation things. How do we cool, calm down that inflammation response? And we'll see how the hour rolls. We've got some other things we can talk about. And, you know, before we get into all the crack report and all that stuff, I want to wish everybody a safe and healthy Thanksgiving. So if you're traveling out there, be safe. And try not to overeat this year. And if you're looking for some digestive herbs, I recommend fennel for, you know, bloating and gas, fennel seed tincture. And if you just need help digesting, period, then go with the gentian root. Those are on the powerherbs.com website. So you can get through that holiday without maybe unbuttoning those pants, right? Yeah, just don't overeat. That's the thing. All right, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. We are lifting them up in prayer. I'm lifting all of America up in prayer. I'm praying for righteousness left and right. I am praying that, God take issue and deal with the wicked. Yeah, like right now, without delay, right? To raise up the poor, right? That's what he does. His arm's not short, you know. And we're supposed to pray for justice and plead for truth when we pray. Isaiah chapter 59. I can't say this enough because a lot of people forget this stuff. And so if enough people are praying this, guess who's hearing this? Mm-hmm. Heaven. So let's seek the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty, what's in the cracker? Cracker's kind of brief tonight. There's just two reports. First up, though, Google has been up to some development with Life Sciences, which is a division, I guess, of Google. They threw a bunch of their money, their brain power money, into this new technology. They've developed a spoon, and they don't call it Spoon Googles. That's not what they're calling it. But it's a special spoon that has algorithms, and it's for people with tremors, Parkinson's disease, that can't eat without spilling all the food. So in the spoon, technology senses the shaking of the hand and makes some corrective adjustments so it stays balanced, which is kind of neat. So in clinical trials, the spoon reduced shaking by about 76%, which is pretty good. They're calling it Liftware Spoon. That's what they're calling it. And they plan somewhere down the road to, kind of hone it and perfect it a little bit and put some sensors in it to help medical researchers and providers better understand and measure the tremors from people with Parkinson's. 10 million people worldwide suffer from tremors due to Parkinson's disease. So Google, got some help September. They acquired some funding for this. The National Institutes of Health funded the startup for Lift Labs, which I think is a division of Google. Anyway, they helped develop this Liftware spoon. And guess what else they're going to be doing? Life Sciences are going to be developing a smart contact lens. Oh, we got smart phones. Now we're going to have smart contact lenses? Anyways, the smart lenses will measure glucose levels in the tears for diabetic patients. So they're looking for, they're looking to see how nanoparticles in blood might help detect other diseases as well. So your contact lenses could probably just, sip off an email to your doctor. Say, hey, we got to adjust this diabetic med. It's just bizarre, I know. It's crazy. All right, moving along in the quack report. Last but not least, I apologize for anybody that's eating because this kind of topic is just not for table conversation. But a 65-year-old Frenchman who's an inventor came up with a new pill for digestion that makes flatulence smell sweet or better. I don't know how to say it, So he's developed a range of pills that are for people with stinky flatulence. And sometimes it depends on which pill you use. You could have flatulence that smells like chocolate or roses. He says it's the perfect Christmas present. Well, maybe. He said that he invented this pill. First, he was designing it to improve and ease digestion. And it's made, he says, from 100% natural ingredients like fennel, seaweed, and blueberries. So he says the pills are sold on the internet under Lutin Malin. It's a website called PillLupette.com, PillUlePet.com. They've been approved by health authorities, by the way. So let's see, what do they sell for? You can get a jar of 60 of these pills for about $12.50. It's not too bad. And it does reduce bloating and gas, he says. Other products that are on the website, if you're looking, include rose perfumed pills to improve the smell of flatulence, and also for canines, by the way. So if you tend to have a dog that likes to sit underneath the table and let him rip, maybe you should just pop one of them pills in the old pooch there. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thanks, Frank. Yes, I try to find a delicate way to say fart. I don't know. Did I succeed? I don't know. All right, we're going to talk about chemotherapy. And we're going to talk about, well, here's a question. What does chemo destroy? Think about it. Think real hard. Patients who receive a diagnosis, you know, that they have cancer from their medical physician, they may also be given a treatment plan. And it usually consists of chemotherapy drugs. And lots of ways to get the chemo, intravenously, injection, pill form, by mouth, so forth. So there's over 100 drugs that they can use to treat cancer, and different combinations of these drugs can be used. So these are drugs that are supposed to kill cancer cells. And doctors will tell their patients that the cancer cells grow at a faster rate than your normal cells, and the chemo is necessary, if not essential, to protect you, right? So, you know, I find talking to these doctors like talking to a government employee. It's all in the questions you ask. So asking the right questions or researching your options is really going to give patients more information so they can make an informed decision. So let's take a closer look at this chemo and what options that may be available. So what can chemo do? Well, the typical chemo drug will enter your bloodstream, and it attacks the activity of growing cells. Okay, so any active growing cells are going to be targeted. They attack cells that are actively growing. Okay, so this means that healthy cells, which are actively growing and replacing other cells that may be sick or dead cells, you know, regenerating tissues, they could also be at risk. So medical science says that damage to healthy cells with the chemo is unavoidable. The healthy cells become collateral damage. Yeah, that's their position. So, however, if patients asked if chemo can shrink tumors and kill fast-growing cancer, what healthy cells could be sacrificed? Does anybody ever ask that? Well, where the cancer is located in your body can offer really good indication which healthy cells will die or which organs will be damaged. Because, you know, the radiation will be and the chemo will be in that vicinity. Okay, what cancer cells do? Well, cancer cells can grow and divide pretty quickly because they tend to suck up all the nutrition that can starve healthy cells. So on this premise, chemo is the choice of doctors because the cancer cells are greedy and they suck up everything delivered by the blood, including toxic chemo chemicals. Therefore, cancer cells will get more of a dose of the toxins in the chemo drugs than healthy cells. However, the toxins are still toxic and healthy cells will struggle. So patients should be aware that cancer can come back after the chemo treatments are completed. And on average, cancer does come back and is detected within about 2 years. So medical doctors tell patients that their cancer is in remission. But most patients think that this is the same thing as a cure. Well, the proper scientific definition of remission is a lessening of cancer symptoms and is in no way scientifically considered a cure. So the new way of putting it, I hear, is called palliative therapy. You know, that's like calling, a breakfast cereal gruel. Seriously, palliative therapy. Yeah, that's a new way of calling it, where cancer is not eliminated, but is simply managed by slowing down the growth. Uh-huh. Right. How many people go for this treatment thinking they're going to get a cure out of this? Well, let's talk about a true breast cancer case. All righty. There have been women who have approached their breast cancer issue, as more of an annoyance or an inconvenience. Yeah, a lot of women have that kind of perspective now. Plastic surgery can reconstruct body parts and give an illusion of complete health. So, you know, the fact that breast cancer surgery could be disfiguring is now even given a second thought. Yeah. Because there's plastic surgery and reconstruction. Now, one patient, after faithfully having annual mammograms for more than a decade, came down with cancer in one breast. Removal of the breast was medically recommended. However, the patient opted to have both breasts removed to just get the whole thing over with. So the two rounds of chemotherapy and then radiation were also recommended as treatment, and it was scheduled. The patient was planning on moving as quickly as possible into the reconstruction, plastic surgery phase of her treatment. And she was hoping to have, the double mastectomy taken care of, and within 9-10 months have the reconstruction breasts completed, including the tattooed on nipples, because that's what they do now, folks. Yep, they tattoo on the nipple. Unfortunately, for this patient, after the first round of chemo, she experienced a cough and trouble breathing with shortness of breath, and her oncologist, also known as her cancer doctor, referred her to a cardiologist. So after performing an echocardiogram and comparing it to the echocardiogram she had prior to her surgery, well, they discovered that the chemo destroyed 20% of her heart function. So the chemo weakened or destroyed heart muscle tissue, and now the heart struggles to pump blood through the chambers of the heart. This is also called congestive heart failure, as 5 pounds of fluid accumulate around the heart, making it difficult to breathe. So this patient is now at a greater risk of heart attack and death. So now the cardiologist just prescribed some diuretics to help remove that extra fluid, and may also add maybe beta blockers on the follow-up visit. Now the heart drugs will be a mainstay for at least 3 years if the heart cannot repair itself. These drugs then will be lifelong drugs. So the cardiologist also cleared this patient for another round of chemo drugs. Yeah, does that make sense? The patient was told by the oncologist that they're going to change the chemo drug to a weaker one, so hopefully it will avoid any more heart damage. So they won't know until after the treatment is completed to see if there was any additional damage done. Who would in their right mind do that? Now, physicians do not recommend chemotherapy, get this, to patients suffering from heart disease and diabetes. Obviously, this patient's now suffering from heart disease, albeit it was because of chemo, but still has heart disease now. So why did this patient with chemo-induced heart disease be sent on for more chemo? Well, the answer is that modern medicine already considers this patient to be a mortality statistic. However, they will take her blood and test it, give her x-rays, and pronounce her cancer and is in remission, blah, blah, blah. The track record for chemotherapy successfully treating cancers is less than 2%. And this is why doctors refer to it as the futile care and refuse the treatment if they come down with cancer. Now, physicians know that there are very few people who can survive the toxic assault of cancer treatments and live beyond 5 years. All right, let's talk about this chemo damage. Many cancer patients are made aware of the obvious damage and changes that chemo can produce, like, you know, hair loss, mouth sores, intestinal complications. In many cases that, you know, patients are really not told is that any area of their body in reality that has cells that grow and regenerate organs quickly will be adversely affected by chemo. They're not told that. Now, it is pretty astonishing that the National Cancer Institute lists chemotherapy as a cancer cure, when in fact, it's simply an expensive therapy that weakens the body further along with malnutrition, surgery, radiation, toxic drugs, until death occurs. Therefore, overall allopathic cancer treatments have a 100% mortality rate. I know. You could just research this yourself and find it. You know, weed through all the lies and get some truth out there. Let's talk about the standard of care, because even when cancer trials like the ones at Duke University Medical School under Dr. Pott, it's a Potts, I think it's Pottsy or Potts, he did some research there. It turned out to be fraudulent. It was all in the news. And then the families of the people that were in the trials, you know, as volunteers, they started to sue. And the establishment, you know, comes back. They issue a statement, and they say that the cancer patients who were involved in the study also, quote, received the standard of care in chemotherapy. And therefore, basically, they're going to die anyway. Wow, collateral damage. Now, as Dr. Joseph McCullough, he states it this way, allopathic cancer treatments are a massive for-profit industry revolving around costly patented drugs and surgery that searching for a cure is really on their part, it's a sham, he says. It's medical, it's media hype. So cancer patients tend to uphold and support this huge paradigm. So when you see these test trials for cancer cures, they are basically fundraisers for cancer, not against cancer. So only one way there could be a cure for cancer coming from allopathic medicine and pharmaceutical companies, and that's if it gave them a profit from it. So this could mean the cancer seems to resolve, but at what cost? If they could have a cancer cure, let's just say, you know, mainstream medicine and pharmaceutical companies have an authentic cancer cure. But at what cost does it cure the cancer? Is there like another illness produced by the treatment to replace the cancer problem? Typically, that's how it goes, see. And by the way, many patients taking chemotherapy are prohibited from taking vitamins, minerals, herbs, or any supplements whatsoever because they're told that interferes with the toxic chemicals in the chemo. So lots of natural physicians have discovered that when you support the body with nutrition, the body, you know, body needs the amino acids and minerals, it is quite able to destroy the cancer all by itself. So if your body can repair damaged heart, and liver tissue, hey, it can rid itself of cancer cells. So the point is, you must put the nutrition in first for that repair work to start. Of course, you know, don't take everything I say, is research it yourself. So, you know, I say it this way, it's right under your nose. The truth is, the solution to many chronic and deadly illnesses are right under our noses. So there will come a day when all your food, all your nutrition, all your supplements will be strictly managed. So it would be a good idea right now to educate yourself on what medicinal foods and herbs help the body rid itself of disease like cancer. So one way is to keep your immune system healthy and to, you know, quit using too much alcohol, sugar, and prescription drugs that tends to weaken and even disable an immune system. So use your immune-boosting herbs to heighten your natural resistance, your immunity, to keep disease like cancer in check. And many people are also turning to dandelion root. that new discovery by the medical science, they found this out, the dandelion root is a natural assassin to cancer cells, all types of cancer cells, and leaves healthy cells alone. Doesn't damage them. So dandelion root does what chemotherapy cannot. And you can research this, Windsor Medical Hospital, Quebec, Canada, and Google in Dr. Carolyn Hamm and Dr. Samarium Pandey. They were the ones that discovered that. And so when you add some astragalus root to your dandelion root, you get this synergistic effect, and they work even better. Now, my approach to health, if you've been listening to me, it's pretty simple. Cleanse away toxins and nourish the body with organic foods and herbs, and you have most disease problems eliminated. So use your organ cleansing herbs and your immune boosting herbs and stay healthy. So use modern medicine for trauma, limit it to trauma, and for everything else, a healthy lifestyle, your body strengthening herbs, and you got most things whooped. So call the experts. In organ cleansing and immune boosting, call Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. The website is thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, they also have dandelion root, astragalus root, and cardiovascular strengthening herbs if you want to do some strengthening. Give them a call. Get a product catalog. Check out their Dr. Mom approved icons. They'll help you with your selections, or give them a call and ask. And be sure to stop by on Cyber Monday coming up on December 1st. Check that out. Got to take a break. More on the other side. Be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time. Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside.
Oh, I like pancakes. Banana pancake song. I love that song. Man, it's so mellow. Play that on a rainy day. Make some banana pancakes. It sounds good. All right, we're going to talk about inflammation. But before we do, Engineer Frank had a good question at the break. He said, you know, what's the best way to take dandelion root? Well, certainly you can, you know, use it as a tea, and a lot of people do. And it did show significant enough change in the blood work of the patients at Windsor Medical Hospital. But the strongest one's going to be your tinctures. Your capsules and your pills will be a little bit stronger than the tea, but if you really want a strong dandelion root, then use your aged concentrates, your tinctures, also known as extracts. And that's what Dr. Pandey used when he was testing it in his lab because it was stronger, and it killed all known cancer cells. And then Frank had another great question. He goes, how did it kill the cancer? Well, remember I said cancer cells are greedy and they suck up everything that comes its way out of the blood system and tries to starve the other cells? Well, obviously there must be something in dandelion root that your healthy, normal cells, shy away from. You know, like, you know, arsenic's in the vicinity, kind of shy away from. And so, but the cancer cells aren't discerning and they suck it up and it just kills them, see. So that's my theory, but I could be wrong. And Frank asked about the vitamin B17, also known as nitroloside or laetril. Definitely something you want to tap into. Of course, we do have a list of foods that have that in it. And if you would like that list, it is completely free for the asking. So you just call the folks or email the folks at Apothecary Herbs and say, hey, I want the vitamin B17 food list. and they'll either mail it to you, email or snail mail, whichever you prefer, and just keep that handy. You know what I'm saying? All righty. So hope I answered all those questions. But if you have other questions, you know you can always contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs or me during the week, and we'll try to answer your questions. But right now we're going to talk about inflammation. Because science has been reporting that, you know, diseases get its start with an inflammation response. And they're talking about long-term types of diseases that, you know, cause get started with inflammation. And, you know, it's apparently they like to say your immune system's gone haywire. But we're going to talk about a little bit of inflammation here, and also to see if there's any other secondary conditions that also may be associated, because sometimes cardiovascular system disease and diabetes, they think, may be linked, hangs on the balance of inflammation. Well, here's this research that was done in Italy in 2004, and it reported that obesity and diabetes were associated with chronic inflammatory states. And it predisposed individuals also, they said, to cardiovascular risks. So the acute inflammation condition, they said, reported to be also leading to things like osteoporosis and arthritis and even cognitive problems. So according to science, they're saying inflammation can be the precursor to a lot of devastating diseases and also associated with other diseases. Okay, so let's look at the causes. Modern medicine is believing that chronic inflammation conditions are a result of unhealthy diets and lack of exercise. Really? All right, so science is saying this problem creates a perpetual process, making it difficult for patients to break free of their diseases. Okay, so let's say science is right. Just forget what the natural doctors and herbalists have been saying for years about that. But let's say they're right. Nothing's going to change until you make some changes. So, you know, get a healthy lifestyle. Get some healthy exercise going. Reverse the inflammation. Power's in your hands, I would say. So the health science area is also stating that, they can detect these biomarkers they say are associated with an inflammation issue. So they say that they'll be able to check your DNA to determine if you will be a candidate for a chronic inflammatory disease and other associated diseases like obesity and diabetes, heart disease. So watch out. DNA markers, biomarkers, they say that they'll be able to tell you where you're going to die from in the future. So these health conditions can create, they say, biochemical changes inside body tissue, creating an invitation, and the disease gets a foothold. And it changes your genes. It modifies your genes that you pass on to your descendants. So scientists in the Netherlands, they're trying actually to produce an antidote to inflammation. And by doing so, they say we're going to get rid of the disease. It's almost like, you know, the wonder drug the penicillin did, got rid of all bacterial. So they've come up with this natural supplement. That's what they're saying it is, but it's really a nutraceutical, which is far from a natural supplement. But they say it does have fish oil, it does have green tea, vitamin C and vitamin E, and lycopene from tomatoes, and resveratrol, which is an antioxidant they get from grape seeds. Notice they've extracted all these things and isolated them to make their so-called natural supplement called nutraceutical. See, they've taken a pharmaceutical process and extracted an alkaloid or some sort of strong chemical component from a natural source, left all the buffer alkaloids behind that make it work properly, and they say it's an all-natural supplement. So they wanted to see if any of this nutraceutical they just created could reverse a metabolic change in overweight individuals. And according to their research, the nutrition produced some changes in the genes associated with inflammation, and they said now it counteracted the effects of obesity for not only that generation, but the generation to come. Well, not if they continue to overeat and eat the wrong things and have a bad lifestyle. It's not going to do, it's like a Band-Aid on a gaping wound kind of thing. So foods create, they say, some changes in the DNA and RNA, and your genes respond. They call this process is now the nutrigenomics. Okay. So the foods, they say, have some anti-inflammatory effects. Really? And no longer do they consider foods, foods basically. Now they're chemicals and they're biochemical markers and they change the body. So foods are now drugs. Mm-hmm. They're redefining food as a drug. And if that gets a hold, if that sinks in, we got real big problems with, you know, what are we going to have, a bunch of food Nazis, right? Restricting everything? I don't know. Let's talk about this other science that's reporting this inflammation link that they say is linked to certain conditions. So they're now thinking maybe inflammation may be responsible for heart disease, okay, and Alzheimer's and colon cancer and all these other diseases. So the new medical textbooks could be explaining to future doctors that really diseases are a symptom of inflammation. So, boy, you talk about making inflammation the scapegoat for everything. What about the vaccines that Dr. Carly says is really, she feels, the cause of all internal medicine issues? Well, I highly doubt that our modern medical machine is going to embrace that idea. After all, you know, they want to, researchers in the Netherlands have discovered that, you know, they're skeptical that, you know, healthy foods would ever be able to cure anything. But they do acknowledge that some healthy eating can cure some things. Okay. So, you know, a pill for everything. A pill is easy to swallow, they say. You don't have to change your lifestyle and just, you know, get some nutraceuticals going. Well, you know, breaking habits can be hard, you know, and thinking of food as merely just food and not just as a drug, you know, it could be a learning curve for some people. But the nutraceutical market is going to be big. It's going to target that anti-inflammatory topic. It's going to say it's full of antioxidants. It's going to reverse this and all this stuff. And it's going to avoid, you're going to avoid obesity and heart disease and diabetes and cancer. Hey, the people of the Mediterranean already do that. And it's because of their healthy lifestyle. They don't have heart disease and diabetes and heart disease and overweight people. They don't have that. It's because of the omega-3 fatty acids in their diet. You know, they eat fish, lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts, berries. You know, they don't get their snacks from a bag. You know what I'm saying? They kind of pick it off the tree or they crack it open with a nutcracker. So if you're worried about inflammation, just, you know, get the Mediterranean diet going. You know, you won't have to load up your countertop with a bunch of nutraceuticals. So you've got the scientific nutraceutical market going to be, you know, packing the shelves full. And they're going to have on their label stuff like ginger and turmeric and green tea and omega-3 fatty acids. Yeah, those things are very beneficial and helpful when they're in their whole state, not fractionalized compounds. You know, so, you know, eat fruits like pomegranates and mango, naturally anti-inflammatory based. But they want to take those foods and make it into a pill for you to swallow. I think it's more fun just eating the real thing. Now, the industry insiders say that allopathic medicine and nutraceuticals and complementary alternative medicine are all watching to see how receptive the people, the public, is going to be to this, quote, new generation of dietary supplements called nutraceuticals. You know, I think it's a lot of marketing hype, you know. you'll see ads. We're making food functional. We're making functional medical food for you. You know, and well, if you look at the definition of what medicine calls a drug, it's anything that has a physiological change in the body. Well, hello, water does that. Take away water, what happens? You die of dehydration. So water has a physical change to the body, or the lack thereof of it. So is water a drug? Alrighty, so you want, they're redefining what medicine and food is. So this is going to be kind of confusing, blurring the lines for a lot of people. I like to use common sense as much as I can. And, you know, I look at it this way. When you have some herbs that are bitter, that's natural medicines God put here, because it's so bitter you're only going to eat a little bit. You know, the really good tasting sweet stuff you eat a lot of, well, that's a nutritional source. And it's a food source, but it's not a medicinal source per se. Okay? So more and more people are kind of getting the feel that organic stuff is going to be more and more important to their health as more legislation is ushered in to control it more. So it'd be a great idea, I think, if people start, you know, having an herb garden and a vegetable garden and learn to do self-sufficient stuff. And, you know, like our grand, hey, you know, during World War II, they had victory gardens everywhere on the rooftops and buildings in major cities. So let's start a victory garden, you know, victory over disease. Let's do it that way. What do you say? Learn how to can some vegetables. All right. Well, hey, that works. All right. So we got a few minutes. If you're looking also for some natural anti-inflammatory herbs, I like to use willow bark and meadow sweet. Those are also very good at reducing inflammation. So I use those quite a bit. So you can check those out as well. Or you can just go to the powerherbs.com website and check out their pain relieving section, and you'll see them there. All right, we're going to talk about a little bit of history of early drugs. We've got a few minutes here. So in 1995, William Rothstein, he had this paper that he wrote. It was 412 pages, and it was called The American History of Pharmaceuticals, and it had a political slant to it. And you may be wondering why he wrote the paper. Well, Americans are afraid that drug companies sacrifice the quality and safety of their products for profits, which also ushered in the current FDA regulation. So the earliest drugs were roots, barks, leaves, berries, because they had therapeutic value. Now, for hundreds of years, the most widely used drugs were alcohol in the form of wine or liquor, or mixed with herbs, early form of a tincture. So our early American settlers, they relied on herbs, and brought into them even from their European apothecary counterparts, you know. So they grew herb gardens in the New America and obtained all these varieties of herbs from Native American Indians and from their European apothecaries. Now, inorganic drugs from Europe were basically imported, but they were very expensive. So if you really wanted a, you know, nutraceutical, back then they were pretty pricey, and they only came from Europe. So Rothstein writes this paper of these early therapeutic sources made from herbs and a mixture of herbs, and he also compared it to inorganic drugs, which he said on the large part were ineffective. So what's in the herb that makes it more effective than an inorganic drug? Well, let's check it out. Well, in America, we had a problem, though. We had, you know, and we still have this battle over, you know, the organic versus the commercial products in healthcare. So, you know, homemade preparations, homeopathic stuff, you know, using bitter barks and roots and leaves and berries and things, you know, was just rubbing some of the petrochemical folks the number was, you know, the preparations that these people were making from organic sources were bitter, nauseating, can't even take them. So the commercial preparations, they made more palatable, right? And they wouldn't divulge the ingredients, so people didn't know what the heck they were taking. Many of the medicines that contained alcohol even had opium or morphine or cocaine as active ingredients, and I'm talking about the petrochemical area. So it was not unheard of for an opium-laced soothing syrup to be given to babies. Doctors would give it to babies. So no shock there to learn that, you know, the companies making these commercial preparations in the 19th century basically were the biggest advertisers claiming cures for diseases that didn't have any cure at the time. So, you know, talk about, you know, creative license with advertising. Now, a couple of friends of mine, you know, sent me a copy of an interesting publication. It was called the Materina Medica of Therapeutics. And it was written by Jonathan Perea. And it was written in 1857. And he was from London. And it was like 800 pages. Seriously, this thing is a doorstopper. I skimmed through it, and I picked out some interesting footnotes that he had. He was talking about one of my favorite herbs. It's valerian root. I use that to help me get to sleep because it has natural calcium to help the serotonin. It also takes tension off the nerves. So it's good for moderate anxiety or panic attacks, that kind of thing, too. But they were just discovering valerian root when this guy was writing this book in the 1800s. They actually used it on cats and guinea pigs and when they were hyper, you know, or too playful. So they also were using valerian root as a nervine herb, but that's typically not how we use it. Now, they described it as an exciting and cerebrospinal system producing giddiness in large doses, and this is true now. If you take valerian root, too much of it, you will get giddy. They discovered that valerian is also magnified if you consume it with alcohol, so you don't want to do that. So in the 1800s, some physicians thought valerian was good for hypochondriacs and hysteria. So patients that were fostering those symptoms got some valerian root big time. So they used usually a powdered form or tea form, but really the liquid form of valerian is much more efficient. If you're going to use it in a liquid. They also, in this 800-pound door-stopping book here, they spoke of Indian tobacco, which is really lobelia, and they called it Indian tobacco because Native American Indians and their aborigines, they would smoke this herb to clear lung congestion. So they called it Indian tobacco. It is good at dilating the bronchial and helping you cough up mucus. So that is a good expectorant, I will say that. It's also considered a universal relaxant. So it has, they say, a sensation similar to tobacco, and that's why it's excellent for helping people quit smoking, because it mimics the nicotine in tobacco when it's not really there. And so people can, you know, give their willpower a little extra edge and not light up. They did also use it for the lobelia. They used it for croup and whooping cough and asthma, along with thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, also great for whooping cough and things like that. So, I mean, I could go on. The book covered things like astragalus root and just, you know, thought the world of astragalus. It's high in magnesium and zinc, and it's great for immune system. And get this, it helps the heart muscle to repair itself. Yep, they knew that in the 1800s. Mm-mm-mm. So, synergistic effect of astragalus root with some heart formulas would be definitely what I'd be doing if chemotherapy gave me heart failure. Sorry, being facetious, I know. All right, well, if you're looking to learn a little bit more about herbs and maybe even how to make your own herbal tinctures, well, you know, you should pick up a copy of the Power Herbs ebook. And it's about 400 pages, but in there you learn all about, you know, using herbs to cleanse the system of toxins, using herbs to boost immune system function, and also how to make your own herbal products. So check that out. You can go to thepowerherbs.com and click on books and newsletters, and it's there. And we email this book. It's a PDF file, and it's $14.99. Makes a great gift, too, for anybody that likes electronic books. And you'll educate yourself and prepare yourself and empower yourself. And so check that out. Also, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have put together gift certificates recently. So if you're interested, if you want to give the gift to help, then you just don't know what to get the person. Well, give them a gift certificate and they can pick out what they need, you know. So look under certificates, gift certificates on the website, thepowerherbs.com. The certificates are emailed, so they're not really hard copy things that we put in the snail mail, but we email those to recipients. So if you want to give a gift or a gift certificate, you have to provide an email address. And if you don't have their email address, when you order, it's going to go to you. So get an email address if you want to send it to somebody. And don't forget to empower yourself each and every week with their free online newsletters. There's a couple of them there on thepowerherbs.com. There's the American Survival that goes out on Tuesdays, and there it, and that's today, you know. And then there's the Health Quest one that goes out towards the end of the week, and all great stuff, all empowering health, nutrition, information, and discount coupons that you could use towards your products at thepowerherbs.com. So that's really good too. Oh my goodness, this hour just flew by. Well, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and I'll see you after the holiday. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And that's for your safety, right? If you dare. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.